Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining the call. Before we begin, I would like to share that we have received a number of positive emails regarding these daily calls, and I would like to share one brief note with all of you. One participant yesterday shared, "These moments of tefillah and achdus keep me going for the next 24 hours," end quote. We are thrilled to hear this, and as long as this matzav, this situation continues, we will be here conducting these calls, Shabbos aside, each and every day at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Please share the information and call-in number with your family, friends, neighbors, and community. Send it out via text, email, social media, WhatsApp, or whatever mechanism you choose. The more of us joining together simultaneously in tefillah, in prayer, together, the greater and more impactful it is. For those of you who did not receive our daily email alerts for these calls, you can sign up at ou.org. That's ou.org by clicking on the feature story, which has a picture of the Kotel. If you'd like to be in touch with me directly to share ideas and feedback, please feel free to email me anytime at NaftaliH@ou.org. That's NaftaliH@ou.org. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Shmuel Ismach, Rabbi of the Young Israel of Great Neck, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. As we share every day, but are thankful for new callers joining each day so that it's worth repeating, Rabbi Ismach's words will immediately be followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim. Kapitel, Chaf, that's 20, Chaf Zion, 27, and Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Ismach will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but without pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call, as well as an update for tonight's episode of OU Live. Bechavod, Rabbi Ismach.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for inviting me to speak today, and thank you to the OU for hosting this and other such initiatives that we as a Klal can rally around, and I hope that we can rally together in a positive direction through these moments. I was asked to focus on the positive, on chizuk, and there is one place, I think, to go for chizuk, for positivity, for optimism, in spite of all, and that is to take a seat at the table of Rabbi Akiva. We certainly wouldn't be the first to do so. We are going to read in less than 3 weeks' time, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elozeb, and Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shahim, Subin, Bizne Brak. It's the story that immediately follows Avadim Hayinu. It's the story that reminds us that there were five scholars, colleagues, who got together, not in their respective home cities, all from different areas, but they all came to Bizne Brak for Yontif. They came to sit at the man who I believe defines for us how we can turn whatever difficult circumstances we face do something positive. As Hassan Silver points out, this Pesach away in Bnei Brak was specifically in Bnei Brak. It wasn't in Yerushalayim during the time of the Beis HaMikdash stood, but or when the Jews were maybe confident in Beitar, but rather it was in this position somewhere in between Yerushalayim and Beitar, in the position of the unknown. And so these Chachamim go to spend Yontif with Rav Pesach. What was so special about, with Rabbi Akiva? What was so special about this man? What was so special about that table? So I'd explain using perhaps the most well-known story of Rabbi Akiva, but really to focus on the story that comes right before it. So the story we all know is the story that appears at the end of the Gemara in Makos. He's walking along with some of the colleagues who he actually has at his table, and some of whom they see a fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And of course, everybody starts to cry. He starts to laugh, and they ask, "How could you be laughing?" He asks, "How could you be crying?" And they say, "What do you mean? How are we crying? Shalom Yelchubo. The Kodesh HaKadoshim has foxes walking around." He explains that he is laughing because while they are right to see the difficulty in this moment, he is choosing to interpret that differently. He sees that if it's true the prophecies of destruction of the Beit HaMikdash have arrived, then the prophecies of rebuilding will be realized as well. Yeshu Zakenim Uzakenos Berchavos Yerushalayim. And so they famously say, at the end of that Gemara, the Lashon has been Amrullah, they said the following, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. You have consoled us, Akiva, you have consoled us, Akiva, and they say it twice. What is lesser known is the story that comes immediately before that event. And that's the story where these colleagues are all walking as well. And instead of seeing a fox in the Kodesh HaKadosh, they hear a celebration of the Romans. And they can't believe that the Romans are living so securely and the Jews are in the situation that they are in. And so they begin to cry, and Rabbi Akiva again begins to laugh. And they have the same back and forth. And they ask him, how could it be that you're laughing? And he explains, I'm laughing because I see that this is how they get rewarded for what they've done, how much more so we will be rewarded for what we have done. And at the end of that story, which is the first of these two stories, there is silence. There is no response from Nicham Tana, there's nothing. And so I want to explain that perhaps what is happening here is that one story of somebody saying, you know what, this is for the best. One story where somebody's telling us, call the other Rahmana Latava, but it's really great, it's fine, it'll be all right. That's not very convincing. We don't really appreciate that. Sometimes we're cynical. Sometimes we think that the person's not looking at the facts on the ground. They're not looking at reality. But then they accompany Rabbi Akiva again. And the second time, after the fox story, they see that this is not just, you know, some crank who's an optimist all the time, but this is with a cheshbon, it's with a calculation. And he does it again. What Rabbi Akiva is sharing with them is that it's about his interpretive style. And so the second time, after they see that he is able to do this with all events that occur to him, he is able to put the positive spin. He has a method of seeing things a different way. Once he does that, they realize, Akiva Nicham Tanu, Akiva Nicham Tanu. Not only for this moment, but also the moments before, you have taught us an important lesson, and that's the table where they choose to sit at between Yerushalayim and Beitar. How do we interpret the events that are surrounding us? So, you know, if we would be quarantined with Rabbi Akiva, I think he would point out the opportunities that we have instead of the challenges. For sure, there's a lot of uncertainty, but for many of us, there are a lot of opportunities. The quarantined and at home life offers some benefits. When's the last time we could stop and consider how to fill our time without others doing it for us? When's the last time we had the opportunity to have conversations with our kids, sit in with them on their classes, see what they're learning? When's the last time we could ask the question, so how was your day? And actually have insight on that answer. Kids might actually get so bored that they're willing to talk to their parents. Maybe there's something that you have in mind to fix, something you've always wanted to do, a breakthrough in a relationship, people who are having a difficult time, pick up the phone, fix it. When this is all done, you get to have the opportunity to fight again. And maybe that person who you need that breakthrough with, maybe that person isn't home with you. When did we have time to start or even finish a project, to learn something, you know, we've been curious about, take a book off the shelf or off our night table that we've been staring at for a year, maybe to start a chavrusa with a neighbor, a friend, maybe a child or a parent, somebody who's cooped up. Will we be able to take lessons from this experience? The power, the importance of shul and tefillah, of people, of community, when we have it as we ought to? Are we grateful for the things that are surrounding us, the things that we do have, when we consider all of the things in these moments that we are missing? And I believe that this is just a start. Rabbi Akiva's interpretive style teaches us that we have the ability to take any event and spin it towards the positive. That was the godless of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was not born in a vacuum. The Gemara tells us that he was Sheshimashta es Nachum Ish Gamzu. Over 20 years, he hung out with Nachum Ish Gamzu. He was a student of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu, of course, was the man of Gamzu Latova. This is not a perspective that comes easily to everybody, but it's a perspective that comes over the course of time, over the course of Shimush. And who is around us, our families, our friends, the things that we post to social media, who is around us that perhaps we should be influencing also towards this positive style of interpretation? Hopefully, we can learn from the table of Rabbi Akiva. Hopefully, Rabbi Akiva can console us that way. We may share with all of those who are around us, Nicham Tanu, Akiva, Nicham Tanu. I wish all of you incredible success and health and nothing but the best. We'll begin with Tehillim, Chas, then Chavzayin, then Kuf Lamed. Vam Natsayach Mizmor L'David Yanchad Unai B'yom Tzorom Yisagel Chashem Elohe Yakov Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh Unitzion Yisodeka Yitzkachu Minchosecha Yolas Chama
Thank you so much, Rabbi Yismach. Since I last spoke several minutes ago, a number of emails have come through mentioning technical issues. Thank God our capability for these calls is still well above the capacity. However, because of millions of Americans across the country utilizing these type of services, the servers are greatly being taxed and stressed. This can cause static, which can either be on your end if you're calling with your Wi-Fi on, or if you receive an initial busy signal, we'll do everything on our end to clean it up. But if for whatever reason you receive a busy signal, please try and try again. With that, I am very happy to share that OU Live debuted last night, a smashing success. For those of you who were able to join, it was an inspiring hour spent with Rabbi Dr. T. Hirsch Weinreb, Mrs. Lovie Youngreich-Wolf, Dr. Henry Abramson, and closing it out with beautiful songs with Shulam Lemmer. Tonight, without missing a beat, OU Live is back and featuring another all-star lineup. Tune in to OU Live Monday through Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for a nightly hour-long program which provides you a front-row seat to conversations with our community's most inspiring and uplifting personalities. On tonight's episode, tune in together with thousands across the country for an unforgettable evening featuring an inside look on what the OU is doing for you and your community during the coronavirus pandemic from incoming Executive Vice President of the OU, Rabbi Moshe Hauer. This will be followed by Nicole Van Amaranjan, who is a grassroots collegiate organizer focused and working with quarantined individuals. Additionally, you won't want to miss a fascinating conversation with the OU's very own Rabbi David Basheskin, who is the Director of Education for NCSY and a fan favorite columnist for Mishpacha magazine. And as if that's not enough, Yitzi Sinner, who I grew up listening to way back when in Miami Boys Choir, but now he's known as a famed orchestrator, vocalist, musician, and conductor, will be in the virtual studio as well. OU Live, every Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it can all be found at ou.org/OU Live on Facebook, YouTube. For more information, visit ou.org. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered latova, and may their bona sholem speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of Divrei Chizik from Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the OU. This concludes today's call, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.